Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1, 2, 3, 4. What's the frequency? Can it be shopping so train? Dugarabo Live. The latest trend in Hollywood is romancing someone 20 years younger.
Only in Hollywood this is happening? Come on.
I mean, it's got to be happening everywhere, but Hollywood is reflective of the United States of America. Patti LaBelle, her new man, and drummer Eric Sears, 30 years younger.
Oh, that young stuff.
Mm-hmm. She's got a new attitude. Actor Johnny Depp, 52, is married to 29-year-old Amber Heard.
Come on, he's 52?
I know.
But that's Johnny Depp, man.
Johnny Depp's 52 is better than anybody else's 27.
He'll be able
sure.
to do that at 62 and 72.
Yes, he will. 52, man.
Do you think he's had some work done? Because he looks very young.
I would say he's probably had some work done, yeah.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would get work done.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was
thinking.
He's
like an all-natural type of dude.
Like all-naturally beautiful type of dude?
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of, yeah, he's good to go.
Jerry Hall is 59. Her new husband, Rupert Murdoch, is 84.
Oh, man.
And let's see, you got the Golden Globes on Saturday. You saw 46-year-old Christian Slater gushing on stage about his wife, Brittany Lopez. She's 18 years younger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to say she's 18.
Sylvester Stallone, 69. His wife, Jennifer Flavin, no relation to Flavor Flavin. She's 47. And Jason Statham is engaged to Victoria's Secret model Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. She is 20 years younger. And, of course, Harrison, Han Solo, R.P. Ford, is 73. His girlfriend, 51-year-old Calista Flockhart.
She's 51?
51.
Wow.
What was the name of that show she was in, the lawyer show?
Ally McBeal.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. They had the unisex bathrooms.
So we're looking for you if you are in a 20-year-plus gap.
Do you think that you could date a 26-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 26-year-old woman is basically a 40-year-old man when it comes to maturity, but she still looks like a 26-year-old woman.
No problem.
I would give her a try. I would prefer someone within 10 years of my age to my junior, of course, like 30, 36, 37 or so.
So you could never date a woman your age?
Oh, I wouldn't say never.
I think you would say never.
Oh, I could date a woman older than I.
No, you couldn't.
I most certainly could. You know that one who's going after Fisher for a while? She was like 50 something.
No.
Oh, she was super hot. You know,
a lot of older women went after Fisher.
Yeah, he does seem to clock the older hoes. Why is that?
I don't know. I got locked out of a hotel room one night and had to sleep on the beach because he was with a lady,
like an older lady.
I don't remember. I don't know if she was older or younger. All I know is I slept on the beach.
So no, I could date a woman my own age or a little bit older.
Yeah,
I would go up to 50. Yeah.
50?
I would go up to 50.
Okay.
When I was 19, I was hooking up with a woman who was in her late 30s.
So your age range for a date is between 25 and 50?
Yeah. I would say it's a pretty good... And if you're 51 or 52, I'd even throw you some consideration.
Think about this. A 50-year-old woman's probably been having sex for about 30 years.
Oh.
That's some experience, brother. She's going to throw something on you.
Yeah, she is. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You're rethinking this 50-year-old now, aren't you?
Well, I'm just thinking about a woman who's been having sex for 30 years. I'm thinking she's having sex for 30 years straight.
You don't even have to do anything.
Oh,
she
good.
Just stay there. Mama knows how to do it.
Yeah. All right. As long as she doesn't do what you just did, then I'm good. Brian, what's up? Welcome to Dugarabo Live. Tell me about your gap.
Hey, how you doing, Drew? I love you guys' show.
Thank you, man.
23 years, and we met when she was 22 and I was 45.
So how old are you now?
I'm 48.
How old is
25.
She? She's
25.
She's 25 now.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. How'd you meet her?
At a laundromat, and we weren't even trying to hook up. We were just talking, and, you know, we shared a lot of same interests, and... as I was saying to the guy earlier, we like the same TV shows. We like the same movies. You know, we share the same opinion. Like, someone's doing something messed up. Like, man, that's messed up. Or, you know, that's really good. That's just so awesome.
Now, that is true love right there. If you can look at somebody doing something messed up.
That's messed up.
Both of you say, man, that's messed up. That is true chemistry, dude.
And we don't get along perfect. Now, you know what I'm saying? We don't get along perfect, but we love each other. And, you know, that's it. It's weird because at my age, you feel vulnerable that someone would, you know, love you and not realize that they're going to fall out of love later. So it's kind of a big risk. But then everything happens kind of naturally. And if it don't, you should run. Then you know it ain't right.
Do you feel like you ever get looks in public because of your age difference?
Oh, man, she gets mad. I grab her by the forearms. I used to as a joke, and it got old after a while. But I grab her like I was pulling some kid across the street, like, come on, baby, let's go. Boy, she would get mad.
Man, you guys like sound like an awesome awesome couple, man. Thank you very much for calling in, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love you guys' show. You guys have a good day, and keep on, man. You guys are awesome. I drive an hour to and from work every day. And I listen to 102.5 all day long on the radio, everything. It's awesome.
Hold on one second. John, give this guy something from the prize patch from God Forgot.
What do we have for the prize patch?
We have a patch?
Yeah, you're going to go stroll through the prize patch and pluck something. All right, hold on one second, dude. That guy was great, man. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, well, he's getting a prize, and he has a 25-year-old, so it's his lucky day.
He already kind of has won a prize. You're right. 727-579-1025. Caleb, what's up, man?
How's it going, Drew?
Good, buddy. Tell me about your gap.
Well, she's 48. I'm 26. She's actually my old employer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So wait, 48. She's 48, and you're 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, and awesome. She's my old employer. That's how her and I met.
Oh, man. And what type of work is it? You don't have to tell us where, but what type of work?
Well, I was doing maintenance over the place she was managing.
He's a robot.
And
he's a maintenance robot.
You there?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you turned robotic on me all of a sudden.
He did.
Very strange. You're like, I work in maintenance. Like you just got deprogrammed or something.
Is that better?
It is. You're no longer a robot. Congratulations. You're a boy.
I turned off my Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, she works as a management position in a, I guess you'd call it like a resort club.
Okay.
That's not the only
kind of deal. And I was maintenance guy there, and I quit a while back, and her and I talked together on Facebook. She got a divorce from her husband, and it just went from there.
Awesome, dude. Do people give you looks when you go out? They think, wow, what's this young, strapping 28-year-old doing with this 46-year-old lady? Or whatever.
26-year-old.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, actually, no, she looks younger than what she actually is.
That's what you say.
I like to think so anyway.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, best of luck to both of you. Thanks a lot for the phone call, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, another win for cancer and another loss for mankind. Celine Dion's husband, Rene, lost his battle with cancer today, making it yet another freaking cancer death. David Bowie. Alan Rickman.
Hey, listen, like Stuart Scott said, just because you die doesn't mean that cancer beat you.
Yeah, as long as you went fighting. So we send this one out to Renee Dion, and the song is not playing. It's supposed to be playing Halfway to Heaven by Celine Dion. Maybe it's for the best that it does not play, because who really needs to hear Celine Dion's music? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
She's an angel.
I think so. Michael, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Drew?
Good, buddy. Thanks a lot for asking.
All right, man. Yeah, my girl now, she just turned 55 Christmas, actually.
55, and how old are you?
33.
Yeah!
33 and 55. Wow. I don't even know if I at 46 would date a 55-year-old. That's that's exceptional. How'd you meet?
Man, we met at Taco Bell, believe it or not.
Wait a minute, hold
she
on.
Taco Bell? Yeah.
What you doing eating Taco Bell at 55?
Dude, she got the body for it, I tell you.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She got the body for Taco Bell.
Yes, God.
Okay.
I like my woman kind of bigger anyway. So.
All right. There you go. You throw a chalupa or two down her throat?
Oh, God, yes.
All right. She's a little gordita?
Oh, man.
You like that?
Oh, man.
We met. I wasn't late to line, and she said she liked my hair. And I said, well, I like you. And it went on from there. That was, no lie. It was amazing.
These people have wonderful love stories. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. Someone we know very well, her husband is 28 and a half years older.
Nice.
28 and a half years older.
See, I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't surprise me. When we heard from that last guy who's dating, he's 33 and he's dating a 55-year-old where it's the older woman and the younger man, those are the stories that fascinate me.
Sure. Younger dudes and older ladies is always fascinating. What's up, Gio? Not that Gio.
Hey, what's going on? This is the Hillbilly Half Freak calling you guys. Everything all right?
Everything is good. If you're on the Bluetooth, could you take us off the Bluetooth?
Sure.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I'm 40 years old, and my old lady's 56.
All right. That's not bad. She's getting up there. How'd you meet her, and when did you meet her?
I met her, believe it or not, in the bingo hall.
What the hell is a man under 60 doing in the bingo hall?
There's a lot of trim in the bingo hall, just so you know.
Wait, there's no way you're in your 40s and using the word trim.
I'm going to be 41 this year.
That's about right.
Trim?
Yeah.
Trim.
Yeah, there's a lot of trim.
There's a lot of bucks in the bingo hall over there. You're going to see a lot of coos in there.
And let me tell you what the best thing about it is, I keep her around a couple more years and get that Social Security check.
There you go. Now you're talking.
All right. Thank you, Trim Master. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025. The new trend in Hollywood is to have a 20-year gap between you, and we are speaking to people who have huge gaps. What's up, Kyle? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I love the show.
Good, bro. Thank you.
Okay. So this relationship isn't currently happening, but it was happened when I was 19, and I met a 42-year-old in a strip club, and it progressed into a relationship.
Oh, was she a stripper?
Yeah, she was, surprisingly, for her age.
At 42, that's about the time when you wake up every morning and question your life's path.
Yeah, it's time I wake up every morning and question her life's path.
That's a great line. 727-579-1025. Let's do one more. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Drew. Good afternoon. I love you guys. You make my day awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm a cool guy. I listen to you all day.
Thanks.
All the shows.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was a cabana guy, and I came across my girlfriend, my current girlfriend now.
I hope you wiped it off.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway, she's actually not staying at the hotel that I worked at, and she was, like, the first person that told me she actually wasn't staying there, like, honestly. Mm. Usually, a lot of people that were not staying there would give me a bogus room number, and I'd be like, okay, come
sure.
on. But she actually was truthful, and for about a year, I was, like, getting her towels and chairs, umbrellas, the whole nine yards, and we've been together for 6 years now.
Congrats. Does she have kids?
The two daughters hate my guts, and they're older than me.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 33, and she's 58.
And how old are the daughters?
The oldest daughter has two kids of her own, which makes me Papa Joe, I guess. And then the youngest daughter is 34, and I'm 33.
Are the daughters hot?
That's what it is.
I think they got the bad sperm.
Oh, goodness. Is there bad sperm? No.
My girlfriend is adorable. She's absolutely beautiful. It took me a long time to actually figure out how old she really was. And I actually filled a prescription for her. I was just dropping off the script, and I actually looked at her date of birth, and it was like 1957. I was like, hey now.
Hey now. Hey now. Well, congratulations to the two of you, screw her bitchy ass daughters, and I wish you two nothing but happiness, fulfillment, and success, my brother.
Thank you so much, Drew.
And thank you, sir. Good day.
You just don't want to feel like you're banging like your mom.
No, nobody
like
wants to feel like
if you're getting a
mom
vibe yeah. or right. maybe an auntie vibe, no. then no, then that can't
be. No, older is okay, but your mom, not okay. Mm. Like, I'd go 50, but I wouldn't go 70.
And I hope she doesn't ask me to call her mama.
That would be bad.
Don't refer to yourself as mama or big mama.
Does that happen?
I would think that in certain circles, there are older ladies who call their younger beaus, who want them to call them mama, or mama's going to take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Real, like in the bedroom, like how they say, I like to be called daddy. You think it happens the opposite?
It does. Yeah. Well, like, call me mama. Yeah.
Oh, that's 10 times worse.
It is. Oh. Well, I don't know if
that's
it's 10
the last
times.
Visual you want in your head.
Call me mommy?
Mama.
Mama.
Mama?
Yeah.
No. And then they're suckling. Involved.
No, they won't say, call me mama, but they're like, oh, mama like.
Yeah, mama likes this. Do this
oh,
for mama.
Mama like.
No,
mama like that.
Oh, kiss mama there again.
Do that to mama again.
Oh, mama like. Mama getting close.
Now, mama,
baby.
Mama can't bend over like this for too long. So hurry up.
Have you guys had this happen to you before?
I want it.
I've played that scenario in my head. Many times.
Why is Mama so vocal?
What's Mama's like? That?
Mama know what she wants.
Mama like.
Mama is in control.
Are there any silent mamas?
No, there ain't no silent mama.
Mama like.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.